South Dakota could have a robust network of charging stations for electric cars. And it's all thanks to a scandal that soiled the reputation of a global car maker, SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
5 years ago, Volkswagen was caught rigging vehicle systems to pass emissions tests. The company paid billions to settle lawsuits. All the states got settlements. South Dakota got about $8 million. Now the state is spending the money, and most is earmarked to replace old trucks and buses with newer, less polluting models. State and local government agencies and schools are eligible for that help. There have been many rounds of applications and awards, but there's still a lot of money left. So state officials might use some of it to help install more charging stations for electric vehicles. Robert Raker works at West River Electric in Rapid City. He says automakers are producing more electric cars, and car dealers are asking for the charging stations.
Because they realize that it's going to be very troublesome to sell these vehicles when people are confined to the driving radius of just around their homes.
The Alliance for Automotive Innovation says there have been fewer than 300 sales of 100% electric vehicles in South Dakota. The best charging stations for the vehicles are called DC fast charging. They can do a 200-mile charge in 1 hour. But electric co-ops and utilities are hesitant to build the infrastructure. Ben Pearson works at Sioux Valley Energy in Coleman. He says fast charge stations cost up to $100,000 to install. They also take money to operate, and customers only pay about $9 for a 30-minute charge. To break even at those rates, Pearson says each station needs 275 customers every month for 5 years.
At this point in South Dakota, we are a long ways off from that. And so I guess that just kind of paints the picture that the DC fast charging on its own right now is not economic.
Tesla has some charging stations in South Dakota, but only for Tesla models. Pearson says many states outside the Northern Plains have stations that any electric vehicle owner can use.
If you take away the Tesla fast charges, you can see that in South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, there's just next to no DC fast charging infrastructure at this time. So that's really a picture of the need that we're trying to meet, at least in South Dakota.
South Dakota has already earmarked 5%, or about $400,000, of the Volkswagen settlement money for charging stations. That money was awarded this month. It'll help install stations in Wall, Murdo, Chamberlain, Mitchell, Sioux Falls, Brookings, and Watertown. To use more of the Volkswagen money and get more stations, state officials might bump that 5% allotment to 15%. That would free up another $800,000. One plan calls for stations in Spearfish, Rapid City, Hot Springs, Pier, Aberdeen, Huron, and Vermilion. Ideal locations are next to major highways, shopping centers, and restaurants. That gives drivers something to do while their car charges up. The locations will not be at gas stations, at least not yet. Pearson says gas station owners don't see enough financial incentive.
I can see longer term, once utilization rates go up, gas stations may just put in charging stations by themselves. But for South Dakota, that's a long way out. And that's why we need grants like this just to get the charging infrastructure out there.
Pearson hopes to use any leftover money to work with the State Department of Transportation to pinpoint places for even more charging stations. The state's Department of Environment and Natural Resources manages South Dakota's Volkswagen money. The department's Board of Environment and Natural Resources oversees the spending. Pearson and Raker presented their ideas to the board recently. Board Chairman Rex Haig likes what he heard.
Certainly my personal concern, and probably board members, is that we to use this money as cost effectively as we can to at least get ourselves and get our tourists across the state. And obviously the auto dealers, I'm sure they're happy about that too.
To free up more money for the next round of charging stations, the board will draft changes to the state's Volkswagen settlement plan. It could take several months to write the draft, get the required public input, and approve the changes. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.